Chapter 18. Even with our new understanding of what I was, we didn't lose sight of the goal. We still needed to contain the powers of the others, or as many as we could, and that meant finding the brother of the Elder. The one who Ranger had used to unblock the powers of everyone on this prison ship. Twitch had located the area where she believed he would be, then shared it on my minimap. Only problem was, we had to go directly into what I could only think of as hell. Our path would take us into the area controlled by the Blue Lady, likely exposing us to Chains, Draconis, and all number of other supervillains.
"Before, you were very secretive about the Blue Lady," I said, treading carefully.
"And now?"
"She's not with or against us,"
Twitch said.
"She's more like a force of nature, one who would simply destroy cities for the entertainment, or to observe people in moments of death and suffering, as if to understand something she could never feel."
"Meaning what, exactly? She's incapable of feeling pain and death?" Twitch frowned, but nodded.
"I hear there's more to her than that,"
Charm said.
"That she comes from the Outer Realms, and her village was destroyed by a super when she was young. She lost everything, everyone. When she got her powers, she started doing the same in an attempt to understand why someone would have done that. Then she began to enjoy it, to crave the sensation of death."
"Or maybe that's all a bunch of bullshit," I said. "Maybe those are rumors, spread to make her sound more mysterious or threatening, but could she be an ally?"
"What?"
they both said, looking at me with horror. "Hear me out. Back there, she took Metallica, right? But not us. She didn't attack us. Why?"
"We got out of there in time,"
Charm said, looking away, fidgeting with her nails. "You know that's not the truth," I argued. She looked right at me and continued on. "Maybe there's something about me, this whole Apollo business, I don't know, that she sensed. If we could get her on our side, working with us, getting to Ranger's top supers would be a lot easier." Charm ran a hand through her short hair, her tail tucking between her legs. She clearly didn't like the idea, but turned to Twitch to see what she'd say. Twitch had folded her arms under her chest in a way that made her breasts stick out, a look of concentration on her face that was sexy as hell. It was moments like those, me standing there talking about how to kill a bunch of supervillains while my other head, the one in my pants, tried to take over, that made me wonder if my weakness was my obsession with sex. Every superhero or supervillain had a weakness, right? Well, maybe mine was both my strength and weakness. A strength in that sex could give me powers, although in theory so could blood sharing, and a weakness in that it was a very big distraction.
"It could work,"
Twitch finally said. "What was your plan?" I asked. She frowned, pointed to one of her screens with a map, and said,
"Charge in, kill them all. Go from there."
I laughed. "Yeah, I like my plan more."
"Me too, actually,"
Charm said.
"As much as the Blue Lady terrifies me, I think Breaker has a point about all this."
"Fine, fine,"
Twitch said.
"Lead the way."
"Well, I still need your help trying to figure out where she might be," I admitted.
"Oh, so they need my help now."
Twitch took on a smug look, stood tall, and moved her map front and center. She moved her hands along it, elongating it, and then frowned.
"I've been wondering something, and maybe our Blue Lady is the answer. See here?"
She gestured to what looked like smudges on the map.
"And how they follow a pattern?"
Charm and I both looked, but neither of us was with her.
"My point being, what if these are those tunnels the Blue Lady creates? Or the remnants of them? I'd been wondering that, but didn't see the relevance. However, with Charm's idea that she might not simply be a Chaos agent, that it's all related to her home and its destruction, what if she's targeting the supers that were involved in that?"
"Holy fuck nuggets,"
Charm said, now following the pattern with her finger.
"It's leading up, too."
"Meaning?" I asked.
"That she started with lower-tier supers, those less powerful. She's taking them out, maybe even forming a team?"
"Let's not get ahead of ourselves,"
Twitch interjected.
"Right now, all we know is that it seems likely she's targeting supers and working her way up, which means we have a way to try and intercept her."
"But with her powers," I said,
I'm pretty sure she'd be able to just charge through and destroy them all a lot faster than we'd be able to catch up.
We're not going to catch up,
Twitch replied.
We're going to figure out where she's going next and intercept. Plus, I think you're giving her more credit than she deserves. Is she badass? Yes. But every super has a weakness, and she's no exception.
And maybe she's taking time between, focusing on torturing or slowly killing each victim.
Charm said with her goofy smile. Only she could say that sentence with such an expression. Fine. I waved them on, ready to go. As long as I don't have to become one of her tortured or slowly killed. That happens, I'm blaming you two.
I'll accept full responsibility,
Twitch replied, leading the way. Soon we were charging along corridors, making good progress. We made a stop back by the big guy's area, glad to see it was clear, and let them know what we were up to, and that they may not have to hold out for that much longer. They weren't under siege at the moment, but when we ascended to the next level, we found a group of supers staked out. We knew they were there before they saw us, thanks to Charm's nose.
Ready to try out some of those new skills?
Twitch asked me. I nodded. First, I ensured my shield was activated, even though Twitch applied a shield to each of us as well. Being doubly shielded made me feel a tad better about the situation, but to answer her question, no, I wasn't ready at all. Sure, I might have those skills, but the last thing I wanted to do was go charge in there and find out I didn't know how to use them. And that's exactly what I did. Moving against the wall, I used an opening to move through and then went around the corner, all by myself. A glance down showed I was in camo mode, my clothes and skin appearing like the metal. At least that was still working, but now it was time to test my newly acquired attack skill. There were four supervillains in this hallway, two shoving each other and arguing about a third, and the fourth watching with an amused grin. My mind set to run, but my heart said that these were supervillains, that they'd chosen their side, and needed to be stopped. I reached out, formed an invisible ball with my hands, and then stared in awe as blue light appeared, twisting and turning, a darkness in the center growing outwards. The supervillain who'd been watching the others noticed this and started walking toward me, eyes narrowed.
What the fuck is that?
He said, pointing. He had the others' attention too, and they all faced me with confusion. As far as they could tell, there was a strange ball of darkness encircled by crackling light appearing from nowhere. Time to strike. Even though I wasn't sure how it worked, I had been getting a sense for superpowers and how to activate them. So I pulled on my emotional core, willing it to happen, seeing it with my mind's eye. Sure enough, the ball surged with energy and then sent bursts of lightning through the room, first hitting the closest of the supervillains, and then traveling like a chain to each of the others. The closest one fell, skin scorched and smoking, the next was blasted back, and the other two were hit with enough power to send one to his knees in pain and cause the fourth to shake but not fall. Apparently, either the power had more strength the closer they were, or it was based on who it hit first, or both. My camo wore off then, and the supervillain left standing made eye contact. I could see him processing what he saw, see him lifting his hand to counter the attack, but I was still too stunned by what I'd done, my reaction time too slow. He hit me with a beam of light from the palm of his hand that darkened the room and would have likely sent a hole through my chest. Instead, my armor shimmered, one layer of it vanishing, and I stumbled back a few steps. Apparently it was my personal shield that had gone, because I saw a recharge bar appear. What didn't need a recharge bar, I noticed, was my ball of lightning. My Tempest skill was still ready to go, growing larger in the imaginary circle between my hands. This time I directed it fully at the one who had shot at me, but he was already dodging, moving behind the one who had fallen earlier but was now starting to push back up. My blast arched but hit this second guy, sending a wave of shocks through him and then chaining off to find the other one who'd gone to his knees, but stopping there. Apparently, if I couldn't see the target, they weren't included in the chain. This guy realized it too because he picked up what was now a corpse, as he was the only living opponent in the room, and charged me. More blasts came from his hands, through the corpse and right at me, but I moved against the wall and focused on my other power, my hidden travel ability, letting my ball of energy fade. The power kicked in instantaneously in a way that felt like I'd merged with the metal, unable to breathe or even think for a short burst of time. And then I was out again, down the hall and past this supervillain, staring at his back.
If I hadn't taken that huge breath of air as I tried to calm myself, he wouldn't have even realized I was there. I'd have to work on that next time. Before I could even get my tempest going, he'd blasted me with another shot. It felt like a sledgehammer against my leg, knocking me to the floor. When I rolled out of the way of the next, I glanced to see that, in spite of the pain, I wasn't harmed. Thank you, Twitch and your shield. On that note, where the hell were Twitch and Charm? I appeared as a werewolf for a moment, but the guy scoffed and shot at me again. This time I pressed the floor to travel and shot forward, reappearing to his left, only 3 feet away. I closed the distance and hit him with a roundhouse kick to the stomach, followed by another to his face that snapped his head back and knocked him to the ground.
Ugh!
Charm said, suddenly appearing on the other side of the guy. She knelt, claws at his throat.
The point was to kill them with your superpowers, not your dance moves.
Kung Fu isn't a dance, I argued, cringing as she sunk her claws in and then yanked, leaving the man dead and with half his neck missing. She gave me a condescending look, wiping her hands on the man's clothes.
Looked like you were dancing with him.
Twitch, I said, seeing her walking our way. Tell your friend here that martial arts isn't a dance.
Why didn't you just blast him instead of dancing the guy to death?
Twitch replied with a wink. Fuck you both, I said, standing and trying to fight back the urge to puke at the scent of the other three charred corpses.
This stuff turns you on too?
Charm asked, backing down at the look I gave her.
After action report,
Twitch said, changing the subject.
You did okay.
Okay? I spun on her. Did you see the way I shot them full of lightning? Or when I traveled through the metal?
Yes. It was okay, but you're far from a top-tier super. You need to get accustomed to your powers, learn to control them, and remember that they're at your disposal.
Worked, didn't it? I grumbled.
Against these wusses, yes.
I frowned, staring her down, but then nodded. Fine. Put me up against someone harder. Let's see how I do.
Oh, you're ready for the challenge now?
I nodded.
Good,
she said.
But not yet. This is enough for us to know what you're capable of. How close are you to your next level?
A quick check showed it wasn't close, and I said so.
No worries.
She started walking, apparently expecting us to keep up.
When you level up, let us know. We need to ensure you're always upgrading as soon as you can.
The next part of our journey led us to more ladders and walkways. We had to avoid a couple of rooms where supers were fighting, but most of the areas had cleared out. According to Twitch, the factions had all likely been formed at this point, and they were either fighting or holding up, waiting for the big event of Ranger's arrival. Apparently, everyone knew about him in this galaxy, and they were reacting accordingly. They didn't doubt the seriousness of the situation. Many would be trying to stay out of his way, quite terrified at the prospect of his arrival. I couldn't blame them. Every step closer to this blue lady sent flashbacks to that moment when I'd seen her, and the feeling of imminent death I later realized had been taking over. At the time, it was just shock and confusion, me freezing up. Now I understood where my mind had really gone, and I never wanted to repeat that. If Ranger was worse than her, I had no idea how to prepare for him. Then again, the Blue Lady had taken Metallica and not attacked us. It was entirely possible that she wasn't all bad, and that she would be of some use.
This is as close to accurate as we're going to get,
Twitch said, indicating the room around us when we stepped through a round sliding door. One glance around showed we were too late. The walls had deep gouges in them, and the floor had metallic spikes sticking up in all directions like a broken cactus. Blood splattered it all, body parts here and there, and it smelled like death. We might want to move faster on the next one, I said, stating the obvious.
Fuck!
Charm walked over to the edge of the room, leaning over a severed head.
Fuck is right,
Twitch said, pulling up a pink screen that showed a countdown timer. Where'd that come from? I asked.
Just a guess,
she replied.
But based on what we learned and when the first message from Ranger arrived, I'd say it's fairly accurate.
Meaning we have to move damn fast, I said, noting that it showed only an hour left.
That's right. And I was thinking, maybe your hidden travel skill could be of use here.
I gulped, not feeling comfortable with that, but keeping an open mind. How so?
Well, if I keep us attached to you, and you use it to try to get to the next location.
You think it can be controlled like that?
Most powers can be,
she replied.
It just takes focus. You might not get there at first, but we have to try.
My eyes went to the timer, and I knew she was right. How?
On the map. We go here next.
She indicated a spot and swiped it over to mine.
We have to be sure we get there before her, because based on these patterns, her next stop after that will mean we're too late.
Okay, so I touch the floor or wall, focus on the map, and hope I don't accidentally send us flying out into space? She laughed, but said,
Yes, since that would kill us. Let's avoid that.
There's probably a lot of ways this could go wrong and kill us,
Charm pointed out.
But I'm in.
Grab on, I said, preparing to do it.
Flesh or...
Charm asked. Twitch looked lost, but nodded.
Sure, yes. Probably.
Filling me with confidence here, I said.
Just do it,
she replied, and grabbed hold of my free hand while tinkering with her screens.
We're synced, I think.
I waited for Charm to put her hand on mine, the same one that Twitch held, but she walked up, grinned, and stuck her hand down my pants.
Flesh connection made,
she said.
Ready for the jump.
Twitch tried not to smile, and I licked my lips, wondering for the 100th time what I had gotten myself into with these ladies. Blast off in 3, 2. I reached out, hand on the wall, and concentrated. Unfortunately, Charm's hand squeezed too hard as we became one with the metal and my concentration faltered, so that 10 seconds later we appeared inside of what I could only comprehend as a massive internal gear shift. Pieces were moving, turning, grinding.
Get us out of here!
Twitch shouted as a large piece of metal moved for her head. This time I moved Charm's hand onto my hip. Squeeze there if you need to, I said, and then slapped metal. Again, we were whisked away, the sensation of not being able to breathe taking over, and we felt squeezed, not whole, and tossed about all at once. At least this time, when we reappeared, we were outside of a large cell. A man looked up at us from within, his features dark, as if he had 3 extra shadows and they didn't know where to fit into the situation. When he saw us, he stood, shadows darkening.
You're with her?
He asked. Darkness now pouring out of his hands and rising up beside him like tall demons, all ready to pounce.
The Blue Lady can't touch me, and neither will you.
We squared up against this guy. He was upper tier, clearly powerful. Judging by the fact that the Blue Lady wanted him and that he was in here, he had his issues. But I was beginning to feel that I wasn't someone to be messed with either, seeing as I'd gotten us here and had my new powers to play with. Charm cloaked and Twitch was pulling up her screens, putting extra shields and defenses on us, boosting us and all that. Meanwhile, I had my ball of energy going as I took on the appearance of a werewolf.
This is what she sends?
The man said with a laugh. As his smile faded, he glared, and the shadows surged as one. I let loose with the energy, shooting my chain of lightning out at the shadows. The burst of light struck out and vanished. What the? I stared at the energy ball and tried again, only this time the shadows were being pulled into it, making the darkness grow larger and larger.
How are you doing that?
The man asked. I don't know, I admitted. And then Charm struck, uncloaking and coming in at him from behind, claws slashing. She blew out some of her charm, a silvery mist, but he dodged, his shadows moving for her. They had her, tearing at her, and she screamed in agony. No signs of blood were visible, but that didn't mean the pain was any less real.
Do something!
She shouted, pulling back, trying to cloak, but only flickering in and out of sight. The man had turned to me again, lifting a hand and trying to send a new surge of shadows at me. Again, the ball of energy absorbed them, and he cursed. But Twitch was cursing, too.
Stop it!
Twitch said between clenched teeth, and then I saw that she was concentrating on the energy, manipulating it with her screens.
I'm trying to keep it in check, but it's too much.
I can control it, I said, hopeful. But even the large man was backing away, looking terrified. The shadows attacking Charm were sucked in now, too, and the man started running, only he, too, seemed to be latched to me, slowly being pulled closer.
What the fuck?
He shouted. and then I knew what I needed to do. "Grab hold," I told the ladies, and then added, "Flesh, not my dick." They did as told, and then I released the ball, slamming my hand to the ground and willing myself into the next room over. We were yanked, cramped, thrust, and then reappeared as the metal wall between us and where we'd just been was torn out. The view we were left with was of my energy ball, still very much there and out of control, the man flying through the air towards it until he hit and was lifted up, swirling in the air, screaming as his body contorted.
"Oh, shit,"
Twitch said, then knelt at my side with her screens. A pink translucent wall formed before us just as the ball of energy in the man exploded outward. Blood and body parts splattered against the pink energy field and the rest of the walls. And then it was done. The pink wall faded, the body parts and goop splattering to the floor.
"Well, now we know how that works,"
Charm said, staring at my hands with newfound fascination.
"Somewhat?
That was..."
Twitch tried to come up with the words, but just shook her head.
"My kill,"
another voice said, and we spun to see the Blue Lady, a fresh tunnel of twisted metal behind her.